Guys, congratulations on being named captain. I know that that's something special, so congratulations.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Matt, you are a two-time captain. What'd you learn last year about being a captain that will help you this year?
Well, I mean, you gotta take things one day at a time, and you can't really worry about something that's going on a couple days later. You just gotta, like I said, take it a day at a time, and you know, try and be there for your teammates and do the right thing all the time.
Phil, obviously your first year as a captain, just by your on-ice presence, it seems like you like to bring the physical style of play and maybe fire up the team with some hitting on the ice. Is it more lead by example with your play on the ice, or how do you see your captaincy, I guess, this year?
Well, absolutely. I feel like I try and get some energy on the ice, try and bring some energy. I'd say I'm one of the bigger forwards, me, Mitch Kane and myself, so obviously, we like to bump bodies and stuff like that. I feel like I lead on the ice, but as well, I try and be positive and everything I can off the ice as well.
For you, Matt, both of you guys are seniors. You got a bunch of new guys coming in. I know the coaches have kind of a different perspective of what they've seen of the new guys on the ice. What's your take?
The new guys are great. They're not a step behind at all. They're right there with us, and you know, seeing them in practice, they got a ton of skill, ton of work ethic, and we're just really excited to get going, see them in a game.
You guys are allowed to have some off-ice workouts in the fall. When did you guys all get to town, and when did you guys all start getting to work?
Myself, personally, I got here beginning of August. There was a few guys that stayed and used a beautiful facility that we had and took full advantage of that. I believe it was couple weeks into August when we all came together. All the returning guys came together and started working out. Our strength coach Gary Boros did a great job with us, getting us ready for the season. And once the freshman class came in, I thought they did very well adapting, and we all just took off together.
Well, you've been in the same skates, so to speak, because you had your first year here, although it may seem like a while ago, but what did you learn that first year that you may be able to pass along to help the new guys out to, as they adjust to D1 hockey in Bemidji State?
Just learning to be a Beaver hockey player, and I think that's just coming to the rink every day and giving it your all in the weight room, giving it your all at on the ice, and doing the right things in the classroom too. And I think just by doing those things, those guys will see how to be a Beaver and just learn from the older guys.
There's been a lot of hype about the triplets, and I'm just going to add to it. For you guys as captains, have you figured out which one is which yet?
It probably took me a couple weeks to figure out who is who. I just yelled to Fitzy, and one of them would turn around, so that's how I figured it out.
You guys, as veterans, you know a little bit more about the history of Bemidji State hockey than the freshman dude. It all starts with that guy over there, R.H. Bob Peters. How much do you try to inform the young guys, get them ingrained as to what is Beaver hockey over these, you know, last 50 or 60 years?
Well, I mean, it's some stuff that our coaches always stress in the dressing room when we're talking, and it's all over the room, all the history, all the tradition. It's plastered all over the room, and we see it every day. And you know, the guys just take note of what's going on in the locker room, and you know, it's pretty easy to see the tradition and follow suit.
Well, you guys have been to the palace that is in Grand Forks to play North Dakota. What are you expecting come Friday night?
Well, it's going to be loud there, that's for sure. We're expecting a tough game and a lot of speed from those guys. We're just going to be ready and match their intensity, try and quiet the crowd early, and just establish our game as soon as the puck drops.
Is it good that you guys are starting off with probably your toughest opponent this season?
I think it's a great test. You look at the national rankings, we got number two and number one to start the year, and I think that's just awesome. It's going to be a blast playing those teams, and you know, if we can do our job, I think we'll be just great.
I think that's bad scheduling on the coach's part. you don't have to say anything. I'll take the heat from there. Matt Prepovesis and Phil Brewer, your captains for this year's Bemidji State hockey team. Guys, go. good luck this Friday and Saturday night.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Schultz.
We'll take a break here on the Beaver Radio Network. In the house here are some door prizes. You're listening to the Ceratori Spaghetti Dinner here on the Beaver Radio Network.